Hi, this is Ramsey, and the show is Hi, Kifak Sava. It's 4 o'clock here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm very glad you joined me for the seventh episode of this wonderful show, I hope, which is in French, Arabic, and English. The title is Hi, Kifak Sava. It is a... the traditional greeting of Lebanon, where English, Arabic, and French are the usual way in which people say hello in Lebanon. And as you know, the show attempts to intersect and dissect the commonalities between East and West, certainly through fusion and through remakes that tend to be very popular sometimes and sometimes very esoteric. So in both ways, I'm glad that you joined me. And I'm going to get things started with a very special song for very special people who are in love today, I hope, or falling in love. Here's a song by Rim Marchesh. It's called Falak. And I'll be right back to talk to you more about my show, including my exclusive interview with Omar Efendim.
Hey, dear. في وحدي وطني بنت عيلة وبنت حلال وفي وحدي عربي الله وي عراس الشام وفي وحدي أوروبي
That was Sharbel Rouhana, and from his album, the song called Coffee. Before that, we had Tanya Saleh, whose album we featured on last week's show. We heard the title track Wehde from that amazing album that I spotlighted last week, and we began the show with a very, very special song by Rima Khshesh called Falak. Hope you enjoyed that beginning. And this is DJ Ramsey coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM, Stanford. I'm glad you've joined me on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. I'll be with you from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, of course. We're also streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. So if you're listening that way and you are in another continent, let me just say it again. Hi, kif kon sava. How are you all doing? Hopefully you'll enjoy the selection of songs and music that I'm bringing with me today on my show, and also the upcoming exclusive interview that I managed to record with none other than Omar Ofendam, who was at Stanford University last week and who was gracious enough to allow me to tape an interview with him, an exclusive interview in which he discusses his new album, his background, and many, many much more. So hopefully you'll stay tuned for that as well. And we'll also be playing some of the mélanges. Well, is that even a word? The many, many a mélange that we are famous for here on the show. And that is, of course, a song in three languages, French, Arabic, and English. Often the same song. Impossible, you say? Well, stay tuned and find out. You can take up a quest for knowledge and truth as science and religion collide in Galileo's Daughters, April 22nd through May 8th at Theater on San Pedro Square in downtown San Jose. Through the lens of a father's loving relationship with his two daughters, the play highlights both the passion and discipline of Galileo's research, along with an equally unrelenting religious devoutness. For tickets, call 800-838-3006 or visit tabardtheater.org. That's TABARDTHEATRE.org. And it is 4:15 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. The show is Hi Kifak Sava. And I think it's time to check this interview that I had with Omar Ofendam. He was at Stanford University last week, and he performed as part of the Human Rights Project, spelled W-R-I-T-E-S, an amazing performance here at the Coho at Stanford, along with two very talented performers as well. But Omar Ofendam sat with me, actually, on a one-on-one basis and gave me an interview about his new album, Syrian Americana. For those of you who don't know who Omar Ofendam is, of course, he is a Syrian American rapper, hip-hop artist, producer, and poet. And, of course, his album, Syrian Americana, has received rave reviews and contains songs and tracks in both English and Arabic, often in both, translations that come from old classics and poems down to brand-new stuff that he's created entirely on his own. So I think we should check out the interview that I have with you. The quality may not be primo, but certainly the content is. Here I sat down with Omar Ofendam during his trip to Stanford last week when he was performing that same day here at the Coho. And this is the beginning of what we had to say. This is Ramsey on Hi Kifak Sava, and as promised last week, I have with me right here Omar Ofendam. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan fiik, Ramsey. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. I know last week you were supposed to come and there were some extenuating circumstances, but boy, I can't believe I'm sitting here with you today.
Yeah, it's great to be here, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day in Stanford, yeah.
Yeah, sure. You've been here now a couple of days, and you'll be performing today.
That's correct. Yeah, performing at the Coho, doing it's actually a performance lecture. It's not a musical performance. It's a poetic performance called Brooklyn Beats to Beirut Streets with two of my colleagues.
Really?
Nizar Watad and Mark Gonzalez, yeah.
Wow, very nice. Yeah. Yes, I think I made their acquaintance yesterday at the event for the global hip-hop class that Dr. Alim is giving.
Yeah.
And thank you to Dr. Alim, we have to say, for bringing you guys
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely, yeah. Sammy, thank you very much. And he put on a fantastic event last night with Jeff Chang and Chuck D and many other amazing scholars. It was really fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, well, ahlan wa sahlan, nawart al-jami'a, which means you literally lit up the university. BGNE is not going to be happy with you because now we don't need the fake electricity. Isma Habibi, I wanted to just jump into this album because I have been dying to talk to you about this
Please,
Syrian Americana. This is your debut album?
Yeah, in a sense, it's my solo debut. I've worked on a lot of collaborative records in the past with other artists, but this is my first solo record and really just my first chance to just show people what I'm all about musically, yeah, myself.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I'm getting to know hip-hop. I'm beginning to understand hip-hop. I'm beginning to, you know, worship hip-hop, frankly. And through, you know, I'm because my generation, we, you know, didn't know what that was. We had a little bit of rap.
I can understand that.
You know, but looking at this, I mean, I understand when people say, you know, it's poetry set to music often.
Yeah.
And you wrote these lyrics in English, translated some, were inspired by some, coming from Arabic literature and the canon of Arabic literature. So what is your background in terms of, you know, your studies to grasp this difficult classical Arabic and be able to translate it so beautifully?
Well, you know, I'd have to definitely thank my mother, you know, Allah tawwal amra. She's my biggest inspiration, you know, linguistically and lyrically. I was born to a Syrian family in Saudi Arabia, actually, and I spent my first 3 years of my life there, but I was the youngest in my family, and I immigrated to the United States at age, you know, 3.5, 4. I ended up subsequently attending a Saudi school in the D.C. area, in Washington, D.C. It's actually based in Alexandria, Virginia. And there, from the 2nd to the 12th grade, I was taught Arabic studies and Islamic studies and the local Fairfax County curriculum. So the Arabic language programs were based on the Saudi Arabian curriculum. And they were on par. I mean, we take first grade, second grade, all the way to 12th, you know. So, Qawaid and Anashid.
In Washington, D.C.
In D.C. And the reason why is it was started by the Saudi ambassador at the time, because a lot of the children of people who worked in the Saudi embassy, you know, they'd come for 2 or 3 year stints and they would want to go back to Saudi. And they didn't want their kids to kind of lose their grade level. So this was a way for them to maintain an accredited program, you know, in the United States and be able to move back. So, you know, in theory, when you graduated from that high school, you could either go to a Saudi university or you could go to one here in the U.S. because it was accredited in both curriculums. And, you know, for me, it was never really about going back to Saudi. My family just wanted me to maintain Arabic, and a lot of the families there were the same. So, you know, I would say it was a 50-50 split, 50% kids from the embassies, you know, look, because it was Washington, D.C., so you had Saudi embassy, Kuwaiti embassy, all a bunch of them. And then students like us who are, you know, Arab-American, you know, or Muslim-American, who just wanted their kids to learn Arabic. And yeah, I'm really, really thankful that I went to that school. Obviously, you know, it had its drawbacks in some ways, you know, like, for example, because of a relatively conservative understanding of Islam, they thought music was haram, or some people did.
Yeah.
And so we weren't taught music in school. But the Arabic language was very much focused on, and poetry being the backbone of the language was very much a big part of our you know, our studying, our literature. So that's kind of where that started. And
I'm surprised to hear that. I thought you were a product of a, you know, sort of native Arabic.
Yeah,
but this is as close to that as I've ever heard. Certainly. But
أنهار كثيرة عرفتها أنهار كثيرة أزلية كما العالم عرفتها أنهار أزلية تدفقت حتى قبل أن يتدفق الدم في شرايين البشر وروحي ازدادت عمقا كالأنهار فأنا بمياه الفرات استحممت حتى قبل انبلاج فجر الحياة وعلى ضفاف الكونغو بنيت كوخي حيث هللت لي مياهه ليغفو من دلتا النيل العالي أشرفت وشيدت الإهرامات العظيمة وإلى شدو المسيسيبي استمعت حين مر به لينكولن في دربي إلى نيو أورلينز. ومع الغروب رأيت أحضانه الطينية تتحول لكتل ذهبية. لقد عرفت أنهارا، أنهارا أزلية معتمة كما الغسق. وروحي توغلت في القدم، وروحي ازدادت عمقا كالأنهار.
Did you feel when you were in school that you had sort of an talent for poetry and literature?
Well, I definitely had an appreciation for it, a strong appreciation for it. And, you know, my mother was the one who introduced me to the poetry of Nizar Abani, for example. So that I felt more connected to than perhaps some of the older poetry we were studying in school. Although I felt, you know, an affinity for that, but just not the same, you know, as the words of Nizar, because it kind of introduced me to the Damascus that my mother knew, as yeah. opposed to, you know, the one that I perhaps just saw in the summer breaks, you know, the one that she grew up in the old city, and seeing, you know, the courtyards and the jasmine and the fountains and whatnot. That said, I also grew up with in the United States, and I grew up listening to hip-hop music, and I always saw the parallels between the poetry that I was reading in Arabic class and hip-hop. And it startled my teachers at first to even bring that notion up. But when you mention the fact that, you know, we have in Arabic, we have like Sha'ar al-Ghazal, Sha'ar al-Madh, Sha'ar al-Ritha, al-Hija, you know, battle poetry. Absolutely. All these types of themes you'd find in hip-hop, you know, and I did at least. Yeah. And so,
but the connection wasn't apparent at the time.
Not at first, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but it's there. It's just
for sure, yeah.
And you made that connection. And that kind of reminds me of this theme that sort of, intertwines these songs together. Mm-hmm. There is some kind of audio recording that mm-hmm. seems a little dated, that seems a little bit of an orientalist commentary on Damascus and the
Screen
city.
Traveler. Yeah, it's from a 1936 film about Damascus called Screen Traveler. Right, this gentleman actually very much an orientalist, had traveled to all these different cities in the Middle East. There's one about Jerusalem, one about Morocco. And so obviously the one about Damascus was something more interesting to me. And using old recordings, old audio recordings, is a technique that a lot of hip-hop artists use,
yeah.
you know? I mean, and old movies from China, old what have you. Wu-Tang Clan, for example, used a lot of old Kung Fu movies. And so to have that old sound mixed in with modern beats was something that I was accustomed to hearing. But this was just very much specific to my experience. And there was actually... I use the more respectful parts. There were some parts that were very orientalist and also actually very kind of the meaning, you know. But but I just used the parts that I thought.
And even those parts were a little bit funny, like
a little bit,
in the center of Damascus and everything. But one takes a step out, and the other, you know.
I see you too, my. stretch my neck. Drowning in guilt, still was needed to catch my breath. This tale was pathetic, but even still, I'm glad that I said it. Cause I ain't never been the type to do something and regret it. But karma's a hurt, and this time I gotta repent. Ya Rabbi khfili wali wali daya. Now and again, succumbing to sin can happen to the strongest of men. And again, the Holy Quran's wisdom and enlightenment spawn verses for persons on this earth in search of guidance, along with a sense of purpose with respect to what they're worshiping for. Shedding that nervousness that surfaces when hit with a problem. It's an overridden shoulder and we're shouldering all the blame of shameless misbehavior when the aim of it all is to learn from mistakes. So make sure you're taking it all from the grain of salt, for your train of life comes to a halt. I see you too, ma. And we'll get through, ma. And there's no way that I'll ever be able to repay you, ma. I see you too, ma. And we'll get through, ma. There's no way that I'll ever be able to repay you.
One of the saddest ironies of a parent's life. That they can love the child more than anything in his world. And yet that child is still capable of making their hearts feel the most pain.
So out of the different songs, you've actually delved into the archives and gotten Esmahan,
right?
For your mom.
Of course,
For all mothers, maybe.
Of course, yeah.
You had Abdul Halim Hafiz, of course, Qari At El Finjan, and others. But, you know, what would you say to the critique that some, and I'm going to put this in quotes, purists are saying, you know, you can't remix Esmahan. I think you've proved that you can.
Well, I understand it. And, you know, that's not unique to this album. I mean, people have always criticized hip-hop artists for sampling, you know. And I would just say my argument is, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, especially when it comes to art, you know. Everybody borrows from everybody else, literature, music, poetry, you know. And so if you do it in a way that pays homage and pays tribute to the artists, and you do it in a way that's respectful of the original work, I can only see it being a positive thing, because I've, you know, and my hope is to open up Esmahan to a whole new audience. Absolutely. And I think I've done that, you know, and that's really where it's coming from. It's not, you know, in any way to disrespect her or her music.
Yeah. And I'm saying, I guess even people who are like that, they listen to it and they're actually pleasantly surprised at the way they get. And I think this is why this album is so amazing, because it really appeals to all generations. Mm. I mean, my generation, my mom's generation, and of course your generation, you know, the new generation, and you do it so well.
Thank you.
What track was, you know, meant the most to you in terms of writing it?
It's funny you mention that. I'd say probably they all mean a lot to me, but the first one, Damascus, was the translation of Qasida Dimashqiya by Nizar Abdani. And that was one of the very first poems that I actually memorized of his. My mother had me memorize it at a very early age, like 14.
Hadi Dimashq
wa hadi al-kasu wal-rahu inni uhibbu wa ba'd al-hubbi dhabah.
Man, that verse alone slaughters you. And the way you recorded that, you know, it's just like, man.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be sitting down to hear Omar Efendim's version. It really is amazing.
Thank you.
Slaughter you in the wrath. I'm a damn machine being dissect me into halves and halves.
not but grapes and apples fall in your path. Open my veins with scalpels, hear ancestral chants of heart transplants can cure some of the past. Why does mind stay torn in half and minarets crying tears of absence? Like trees that so speak, years have passed them. You can hear them asking for civil rights to live amongst tears of jasmines. House cats take naps, relaxing.
Triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo, por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
Reminders back when, how could I forget when my reaction to cardamom strong fragrance yet and still finds attraction? This proud father's wait for a sweet daughter's face. I'm asking if my brute's heart and language are here. How am I supposed to make myself any more clear? Is clarification necessary with love so dear? So much so that there was no fear. How many Damascene bracelets were sold for this poetry here? Apologizing of the will, I'm wondering if my little siblings can hear. My parts been scattered cross coasts for years. Land is on horizon, floating sad at eyes of us.
Más triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo, por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
Devils and demonic ghosts, I battle garbage, rapid prose and rapid flows. That's apropos until no water's open to them. That's for sure. Identity of Erebus resembling a widow, though. Is there no Festivus for the rest of his history books can show? What will remain of poetry's originality or so? Many a brown nose and liar gets to have complete control. How we gon' ever write a verse to spit with killers still approach? I bore the burden of my words upon my back until I grieve. What shall remain of poetry when it is finally relieved? The saddest thing in this world, my lady, is knowing that we were meant to be from the very start.
Más triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo, por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
And that was the first part of my interview with hip-hop artist Omar Ofendam, who was at Stanford last week as part of the global hip-hop course offered here at Stanford by Dr. H. Sami Alim. Among the other attendees were, of course, Chuck D. from Public Enemy and many, many other notable figures who came to talk about the situation of global hip-hop, hip-hop in a global context. Omar Ofendam was kind enough to sit with me under very difficult circumstances to record this interview, which may explain the less than primo quality of the audio. And I'm very, very grateful to him for sitting down and sharing his thoughts on the album Syrian Americana, which is one of probably the most interesting albums on hip-hop coming from, the United States, obviously, but also based and rooted in the Middle East and the Arab world, where Omar Ofendam was born and raised, came to the United States, as you heard, at a young age, and has been producing music, mainly hip-hop, and also writing poetry and doing many spoken word performances through the years. Omar Ofendam, the album Syrian Americana. Check it out if you like this kind of music and if you liked what he had to say. Hopefully in the show we'll be able to listen to a little bit more from that very short interview, frankly. But thank you to him. Shukran, merci, and grazie, I guess. I'll be with you until 6 o'clock p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford University. The show is Hi Kifak Sava. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'll be playing a mélange of French, English, and Arabic songs, as you'll see in a moment. Opera San Jose proudly presents Puccini's La Bohème, a soaring tale of love and loss among artists in the 19th century Bohemian Paris. Rodolfo adores Mimi, but their romance is imperiled by human frailty and artistic frustration. Will inspiration triumph in an uncaring world? Find out in La Bohème, playing April 23rd through May 8th at the California Theater in San Jose. For tickets and info, call 408-437-4450 or visit www.operasj.org. That's www.operasj.org. I will be with you until 6 p.m. today, and I wanted to thank you all for joining me, whether you're joining us live on the 90.1 FM dial here in the Stanford area, or if you're listening to the streaming show on kzsulive.stanford.edu. Also wanted to remind you that if some of the artist names or songs are sounding a little bit foreign to you, then you are welcome to check out kzsu.stanford.edu and hopefully see what song is playing on that site. You can also search playlists and other things through our amazing website. Before I go on to the next song, I wanted to thank all the Arabic language students here at Stanford for being so supportive this week and actually doing such wonderful things as learning how to debke, the traditional Lebanese dance. I'm very proud of them for being such amazing students. In Arabic, we say tulab, so they're amazing tulab, and I'm very happy to be here and teaching them for yet another year. Wonderful kids and a wonderful group this year that I've, well, frankly, gotten very, very attached to. Before we move on to the next song, I also wanted to remind everyone that we will be playing a little bit more of the Omar Ofendam interview, and that would be later on in the show. There'll be more snippets from that interview, which was recorded under sort of difficult situations and sort of digitized to take out the noise of the crowds and, well, the background noise at least, and which explains the less than primo quality of the interview. However, the content, I think, more than makes up, and Omar Ofendam, one of the greatest hip-hop artists out there, was so kind to actually sit down, meet my students in the Arabic classes, in addition to performing at the Coho, and he also performed in Berkeley, and the guy just does not stop. Let's move on with Amal Mathluthi right now, and a song called Malqit, in which, well, she cries out for what she hasn't been able to find so far in life. Not what she's been able to find. Hopefully the meaning behind it is she didn't find all those things, yet at least she will find it one day. that was Lina Shamamyan, and from her album The Collection, we heard a song called Lemma Bada Yeta Thanna, gorgeous song, of course, a remake, but boy, does she do a wonderful job with her version of the song Lemma Bada Yeta Thanna. Before that, we heard Amal Mathlouthi from Tunisia, and a song called Malkhit. You are listening to the show. Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM Stanford. This is DJ Ramsey. I'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It is now 10 to 5 p.m. here on, Pacific Standard Time here in California. Thank you for joining me. Hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and music that I've been playing for you today. I promised to do the famous mélange that everybody asks me about. I guess this word is becoming trendy now. Of course, that all that means is we play a mix of the same song in not one, not two, but yes, in three languages, ladies and gentlemen. And they are, well, like the show title, Hi Kifak Sava, English, Arabic, and French. The same song, you say, in all three languages? Indeed, it is possible, and we shall prove that in a few minutes. In the meantime, I wanted to let you know about a few happenings that are going on around the Bay Area, and at least in our neck of the woods. And one of those is at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco, the 100 in the Hands, Silver Swans, DJ Aaron Axelson, and DJ Omar are going to be there tonight, Thursday, May 5th, 9 p.m. Admission is $10. Please note, this is for 18 and over. This show is only for 18 and over at the Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco. And speaking of great things that are happening this week, is a show that we have on Mondays here on KZSU 90.1 FM, and that show is Mondays at noon. The show is the Lunch Special with your host, DJ Bird. The show is really a staple here on KZSU 90.1 FM, and airs live from noon to 1 p.m. every Monday. The show is actually very special to me because Bird had initially invited me to be a guest on that show, and that kind of triggered my passion for KZSU and the radio, and thank you to Bird for doing that. But he continues to host this wonderful show on Mondays at noon and really interviews some of the most amazing guests you can think of, and they're really varied. So he brings people from all kind of backgrounds and disciplines connected with Stanford, and they come and talk, sometimes spin music and speak about their area of specialization. Always an enlightening show, the Lunch Special from 12 to 1 p.m. on Mondays. And also to remind you that after my show today, which ends at 6 o'clock, stay tuned for, of course, the amazing Trent Kay, who does her show, and which I butcher, whose title I butcher every week, so this is nothing new when I try to pronounce the name of her show, Ehile Aku Ahoil Mai. And that will be from 6 p.m. following my show until 7 p.m., and then the other show by Trent K, which follows from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. this evening, The Dismemberment of Aimé Light. Boy, I love the names of these shows. Makes my title, Hi Kifak Sava, seem rather dull. Well, speaking of Hi Kifak Sava, I think it's time to do that mélange that we keep talking about. And so, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it was a little bit difficult to find a song that was recorded in French, English, and Arabic with the same, you know, music, the same song in three different languages and three different styles, but I managed to do it. But in order to do so, I'm going to have to step back many decades and go back to Nat King Cole, whose version of this song, Autumn Leaves, was actually one of the first one I heard when I was a kid back in Lebanon. And that song became very popular in Europe and in Lebanon and in France, especially when French singer named Dalida, who's actually Egyptian of Italian background, made her version of it called Les Feuilles Mortes. And then a couple of years ago, the Lebanese diva of all divas, Fairuz, who was in her 70s, decided to finally record her version of the same song. And that was called Wala Kif, from an album called Wala Kif. So what I'm proposing to do right now is to actually go and hear all three versions of the song. We'll be in different decades and different styles and, of course, three different languages. But the song is the same. We'll begin with Nat King Cole's version of the song, Autumn Leaves, Dalida, Les Feuilles Mortes, and wrap things up with the third part of the High Kifak Sava greeting, and that would be the Arabic version, Wala Kif, by Fairuz. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you stay with me here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are also streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. It is 5 to 5 p.m. here in California on this beautiful, very warm summer afternoon, and I'll be with you for another hour until 6 p.m., and I'm glad you've joined me. Thank you. Also, don't forget, stay tuned for more snippets from my interview with Omar Efendim coming up in the second hour of my show. Thank you so much for joining me.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn to fall.
C'est une chanson بتذكرك كل ما تجي لتغيب وجهك بذكر بالخريف ترجع لي كل ما الدنيا بدها تعتم مثل الهوى اللي مبلش عالخفيف القصة مش تأس يا حبيبي هاي قصة ماضي كان عنيف بس هلا ما بتذكر شكل وجهك بس بذكر قديش كان هليل بعد يعني لك مثل الخريف خبرني إن بعدك بتحب ما بعرف ليش عم بحكي ولا كيف بعده قليل بعدك ظريف بعده بيعني لك مثل الخريف
بتحن ما بعرف ليش عم بحكي
that was the same song in three different languages and from three different eras. The last one was Fairuz, of course, and singing the version Wala Kif. And before that, we heard the French version by Dalida, and it was called Les Feuilles Mortes. And we began with the classic by Nat King Cole called Autumn Leaves. I think I'm getting my languages all mixed up together. And speaking of, butchering languages, I'm about to do it again by reminding you all not to go away at 6 o'clock after my show, because you should definitely stay tuned for Trent K and her show, I Hili Aku A Hol Mai, with Trent K, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. Make sure you stay tuned for that and for many other shows we have tonight. I believe Trent K has two shows back to back. Stay tuned for both if you can. Why not? And of course, I'm DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava. I'm with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. where I try to play songs that kind of center on the Lebanese daily greeting of Hi Kifak Sava, meaning hi, how you doing? Hope it's going well. Of course, spoken in English, French and Arabic, and coming from the land of Lebanon, where most people actually do speak three languages. So this trilingual greeting is not that strange at all, after all.